Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Peñat. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Wilson Alvarez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff King. Batting fifth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Sweeney. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Craig Paquette. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Howard. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Jose Rosado. And now, play ball. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomas strikes out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Roberts hits a fly ball into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jay Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. King hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Royals, 1. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Paquette hits a fly ball into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Howard hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Durham is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Durham hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cameron is 0-1 in the game. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Goodwin. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell is walked intentionally. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Mudin is 0-1 in the game. Mudin hits a line drive into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Roberts is 0-1 in the game. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Goodwin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first, with Alvarez covering, for the out. 2 outs. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell is 0-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Snopek is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Peña is 0-1 in the game. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff King batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. King is 0-1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a pop-up into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Craig Paquett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquett is 0-for-1 in the game. Paquett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. Damon bunts towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. Paquett moves to second. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Paquett moves to third. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paquett scores. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a pop-up into right field. Mudin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lyle Mudin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mudin is 0-for-2 in the game. Mudin hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. King is 0-for-2 in the game. King hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Mike Sweeney batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney takes first base on ball 4. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Peña batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Peña is 0-for-2 in the game. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peña moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña scores. Guillen moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mike Perez now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mouton is 0-for-3 in the game. Mouton hits a line drive into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Cameron now playing right field. Darren Lewis now playing center field. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0-for-1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. David Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alvarez fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Snopek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Cajun now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Roberts. Snopek reaches second base with a double. Baines moves to third. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Peña is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cajun fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Guillen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Bill Sime is now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. One out. Jeff King is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. King is 0 for 3 in the game. King strikes out. Two outs. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Olson now pitching. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cameron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Martinez pinch hits for Frank Thomas. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Cameron. The throw from Sweeney and he is out, Bell applying the tag. One out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Roberts settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. King scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Martinez now playing first base. Mike Sweeney is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sweeney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sweeney hits a pop-up into right field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Meyers pinch hits for Craig Paquette. Rod Meyers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Meyers hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Damon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Damon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Kansas City Royals, 2. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.